I desire your prayers this morning. I was sitting there on the bench thinking, Randy was talking about how young his children was the first time he come. He just told you half the story. Him and Kathy was young when they come. And I'm sure now at the age that he is, he'd agree with it. Then he didn't think he was that young, but when we're at now, we realize just how young we really was. But we're truly, truly thankful and blessed to be here. I'll be honest with you, I've already received a blessing. I got one the other night when Brother Randy called me. I'll be honest with you, it just blessed my soul. I thought about how that we had went and been with Randy and been with him, and then the Lord got us in a place that we was willing to announce our calling and been trying to stand, and then Brother Randy, he preached my charge, and then all of these years later, when the Lord spoke, he still had enough confidence to call us, and that blessed me. I know that don't mean nothing to you, but it does to me, and I want to try my best to be obedient this morning and mind the Lord. I know that there's nothing that I can say or bring out that you hadn't already heard. But if we can get in a place and that where that Holy Spirit begins to move and to work, and it stirs up that pure mind, it'll work. It'll do its work and that. But we desire your prayers this morning. We really and truly do. We're going to read a little bit out of the fifth chapter of Romans and just trust the Lord for leadership and guidance. fifth chapter of Romans, starting with the 12th verse. It says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, amen, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound,
grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's all that we're going to read this morning. And I've done more than I could ever say or do in that this morning. But it's the scripture that come to our heart, and I know and I realize that in the world that we're living in and things the way that they are, that it is awful easy and that to get discouraged. It's awful easy to let Satan get you in a place in that of a mindset that you can't do no good, that you just as well as to quit and to give in. But my friend, it's not that way. It's not that way, my friend. This morning I read to you where that sin come upon all man by one man's disobedience and that. And I read to you this morning that where my friend, the obedience of one and my friend, the love for man brought about justification unto all men in that. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him drink of the water of life freely in that this morning. My friend, and if I had a thought this morning, if I had something that I wanted to maybe for you to take home with you, it would be you can make a difference this morning. You can make a difference this morning. The world's in a bad shape, and people everywhere you look, they're saying that it's got to happen. It's going to be this way, my friend. But I want you to know that by grace through faith, you can make a difference this morning. Glory be to God. You don't have to live a defeated life. You don't have to wonder, my friend, what's going to happen next. Glory be to God. You can put your hope, your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be like Job. Say, though the squid skin worm devour this body, I know I'll see my Redeemer for myself in the flesh. Glory be to God. I want you to know this morning that you have a choice this morning. It's up to you this morning. He was talking about walking through the cemetery and looking at the one that had made the way. And he said, I realized that we here today, we're still making the way when we look around. My friend, I want you to know it's up to you, my friend, to get in your place, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, that you might be able to make a godly, righteous difference in this crooked and perverse generation. And we're not going to do it on our own. We're not going to do it with what we know. My friend, it's going to take us, my friend, coming to the place that we realize, we acknowledge that there's more to life than this flesh, and that there is a supreme God, and that we are held accountable for the deeds done in that, in this body, my friend, and that He stands ready, my friend, to aid us, assist us, that we might be able to do just as that, that He's looking for. You say, preacher, what are you looking for? The Bible said that God is a spirit, and those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth, my friend. You can make a difference. You can make a difference. Leroy, I'm thankful for the years that I got to work with her. I watched him day in, day out. Glory be to God. I'm thankful I can give the report of the same man you see sitting here on the bench is the same man that I worked day in and day out with. Glory be to God. Salvation ain't something you put on and pull off. Glory be to God. You either got it or you don't. Woo! Ho! Ho! Ha! 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 Ho! Ha! Ha! Ho! Ha! One can make a difference. One can make a difference. This morning, that one, my friend, is you. One can make a difference. And that one today, glory be to God, is you. You can get in your place. That the Holy Spirit has liberty to move and to work and to lead and to guide you unto all paths of truth and righteousness, or you can stub up and get cold and indifferent. It's up to you. Who? He is without respect to person.
Amen.
One can make a difference. Glory be to God. I want you to know it ain't what you got. It ain't what family you're from. Glory be to God. It ain't what you have obtained in this life. Glory be to God. It is you, my friend, coming to the place that you are willing to resist the devil. Draw nigh unto God. Submit unto Him, my friend, and then will He draw nigh unto you. Who? I told you I can't bring out nothing deep. I'm just shallow. Glory be to God. I trust in that one that called me. Glory be to God. That's leading me. My friend, He's the one that lays down on the bed with you at night. He's the one that whispers in that ear, that speaks to that heart. Glory be to God. He knows where you're at. He knows who you are. You're not here by accident. You don't surprise God. He saw this day. And you, my friend, have been brought to a place. My friend, as one, being yourself, are able to make a difference, my friend, in your life, in your family's life, in the world, my friend.
Amen.
Who? I see an old prophet over there. Glory be to God. Being led by the Spirit, he's made prophecy He's told them that it's not going to rain. This is not going to happen until the Lord says so. Glory be to God. He told him, he said, you go down there by the brook. He said, for I have commanded the raven to bring you flesh and bread in the morning and in the evening. Glory be to God. He done that according to the leadership and that of the Holy Spirit. But myself, friend, through the process of time, the brook dried up and the Lord began to speak. Ho, ho, get up, yeah. Go down there towards the way of Zarephath. Yeah. Wow. Why? For I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Oh. Ho, yeah. Ho, here he gets up, being led by the Spirit. Glory be to God. And here this woman is at the entering and out of the city. There at the gate, my friend, gathering the wood. Elijah said, fetch me a vessel of water. There's a famine in the land. Yeah. It ain't rained. Yeah. They ought to be a shortage of water. Yeah. They ought to be running out of water. Yeah. Oh, fetch me a vessel of water. Yeah. Didn't have a bit of trouble. Turns on her way, my friend, to get that vessel of water. Glory be to God, we don't have no problem getting rid of and giving up things that really don't look like they have no substance. But glory be to God, when we get close to God, it's going to get to the very thing we hold dearest. Oh, I thought about it. She was at a point and place in her life. She didn't see much need for the water. Oh, she didn't see much need for the water. You want water? I'll give you water. Oh, on her way to get the water, but he said, bake me a little cake. Oh, bake me a little cake. Oh, not so. I'm out here gathering these two sticks that I have, but just a handful of meal and a little cruise of all. I'm going to bake the cake. Being the son's going to eat it and die. He said, do as you've said, but bake me one first. Glory be to God. Who? Work for ye family. Provide for them. Give them that that's necessary. But give me your life first, my friend. Bake me one first and then bake you and the lad one. And the Lord said, the meal barrel will waste not, and the oil will sustain. Glory be to God. What are you standing on? What are you holding on to? Is it the promises of God or what you're able to do? Who? What can make a difference? That one is you this morning. That one is you. The Bible said that Elijah and her son did eat many days. Many days. And the meal barrel wasted not. Oh, glory be to God. You might have been in the way a long time. You may have been preaching for many, many years. But glory be to God, if you've got the Spirit, it's just like Herman said, you still got what you started with. Yeah. I got everything. Oh, that Wednesday night. Oh. Oh. I was raised up a new creature. That old stony heart was took out. There was a heart of flesh put in that God might be able to write up on the tables of my heart, my friend, glory be to God, and put me in a place that I could make a difference. You can make a difference. I see a preacher over there. Lord said, you go down to Nineveh. He said, and you preach and you proclaim, yet in 40 days the city will be overthrown. Glory be to God. I want you to know that was a man that was in touch with God, that was in a place that he could be led by the Spirit, my friend. But glory be to God, it ain't who we are, what we know. It's being willing to stay humble and be led by the Spirit that'll make the difference. You go down there and preach to them. Yet 40 days, the city will be overthrown. At that point in time, my friend, the hand of the Lord's on him.
Oh, yeah.
It's leading him. It's instructing him. But glory be to God. He says, I'll go my own way. I'll go my own way. Went down there, paid his own fare, going the other way. Why? Trying to get out from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Got in a place, laid down, went to sleep. Went to sleep. Knowing to do better. Knowing what he ought to be doing. But deciding within himself, this is better. This is better. This is better for me. It's better that I go this way. Finds himself down there asleep. And trouble comes. The ship's being tossed to and fro. My friend, the mariners that were on the ship there, they feared for their life. They said, let every man sacrifice to his God. Glory be to God. I want you to know they were looking at different gods at that point in time. They were looking down different avenues of life, my friend, at that point in time. But I want you to know things just grew worse. They began to throw things over, my friend, and then they realized that he was down there asleep in the shell.
Yep.
They went up and they said, oh, sleeper, wake up. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you're from and what your occupation is. Glory be to God. It was time to confess us. Glory be to God, I'm a Hebrew, and I do fear the Lord.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's me that for reason you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah.
It's the choices I've made. It's the decisions I've made that we are going through what we're going through. Just cast me over. Get rid of me. Throw me in the sea. And you'll be all right. The sea will be calm. Oh, we don't want to do that. Oh, surely we ain't got to go that way. Surely we don't have to do that. Oh, they begin to get rid of more. Throw more over. My friend, when it come to the place that they got willing to get rid of the problem.
Amen.
Is it not high time? Is it not high time that you get enough spirit about you to get in your place, to get rid of that, my friend, that's causing the storm in your life, and give it to God.
Amen.
You may be sitting there thinking, Brother Randy could have found something better for homecoming. Oh, but glory be to God, I want you to know, God knowed what He was doing. When He put me on Randy's heart, He knowed what He was doing. When He woke me out of sleep Friday morning, glory be to God, way early, I'd been reading and a-looking. The Lord woke me up and said, tell them, one can make the difference. One can make the difference. Oh. Oh. Throw me overboard. Everything will be all right. Give your problems to the Lord. Everything will be all right. Your home life will get better. Your children will be better. My friends, your workplace will look better. Glory be to God. The world will look better. Why do you say that, preacher? You'll realize that it's not all gloom and doom, but there is still hope.
Amen.
There is still a way out. Throw me overboard. Oh, they throwed him overboard. Glory be to God, it didn't stop there. The Bible said that them mariners, my friend, offered sacrifice to God. Not the gods, but the God. They recognized who had all power, who had control of life, who had control of death. My friend, who had control of the sea, glory be to God, He was there all in all at that moment in time, and God did deliver.
Amen.
Woo! Oh. Ha. 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 Whoa. Here they have. They've thrown it overboard. They've looked to God. They've recognized Him. He is aiding and helping them, assisting them. And this God I'm telling you about can be in Ramhurst, Tingay, my friend, all over the world at the same time.
Yeah.
Dealing with your problem, my problem, the church's problem. All at the same time.
Amen.
Here Jonah is going down, 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 down. You know the scripture. Here he is in the belly of the whale. The seaweeds wrapping around, life, compassion about it, overwhelming him. Whoa! Ha! Ha! He said, glory to God! He said, out of the belly of hell, cried I, understand, you ain't went too far. It ain't got bad enough that you can't get God's mercy.
Amen.
out of the belly of hell, cried I. Oh, I thought about it this morning. He said, I flipped over and looked at it. He said, one more time will I look toward Jerusalem. Yeah. Oh, why did he have confidence in that? Why? At his lowest point in life, did he see the need to look toward Jerusalem? There was a man, when he was dedicating the temple, he said, Lord, he said, if there be one of us that be led off into a strange land, he said, and be took into captivity. In other words, in a place they'd rather not be. Being helped by something that they didn't want to be helped with. He said, if they look toward the holy temple and cry out, he said, hear their prayer.
Amen.
Hear their prayer. Yet one more time will I look toward Jerusalem. Now will I pay my vows. Oh, I'm at a place I see it necessary to do that I committed unto you, Lord. But I really ain't no shape. Oh, I'm down in the, I'm in the bottom, I'm in the belly of hell. I'm crying out for mercy. Hear me, God, and I will pay my vows. I'll do that I committed. And immediately, the Lord spoke to the whale, to the great fish, whatever you want to call it. He vomited him out on dry ground. I believe that old whale had him pointed right straight toward Nineveh. Oh, why? That whale was being used by God. Glory be to God. I might just be an old poor country preacher, but you better know God's using me this morning trying to put you in the right direction. He saw an urgency in his life. Oh. The Bible said Nineveh was a 3 days journey. It took 3 days to go from one side to the other. Oh, but my friend, I want you to know he wasted no time.
Okay.
He was up and down about the Father's business. He had a message from the Lord. Glory be to God. One man can make a difference. That one is you this morning. Glory be to God. He went a day's journey into Nineveh. Glory be to God. And he proclaimed God's word.
Amen.
Yet in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. It was two more days to the other side.
Sure.
But the merciful God that I'm serving, it went from one end of Nineveh to the other. With just a little old bitty short message. I think it was eight words. Eight words. My friend, the king heard it. He made a proclamation. He said, let man nor beast, my friend, eat anything or drink anything, but let's get in a place to put on sackcloth, and maybe God will have mercy.
One man can make a difference. Nineveh was spared. Nineveh was spared. Through the obedience of one man. Listen to me. It's getting personal now. Through your obedience this morning, you can make a difference. You might be the very one then that can bring everything back together and put God first in your family. You might be the very one that can make a difference in your neighbor. Listen, I told you from the get-go, it ain't who you are or what you got, but it all depends on what you're willing to do. I see a little lad over there. I see a little lad. One still making a difference. One still making a difference. I see a little lad over there that was going where Jesus was. He was going where Jesus was. Heard where he was at. His mama packed him a lunch. They was one at the house. They was one at the house that thought, looked ahead and said, that boy's going to get hungry. He's going to need something to sustain him. Thought it was just for him. We're still talking about one being able to make a difference. Packed him a lunch. Sent him on his way. My friend, this little lad finds himself there amongst a great multitude. 5,000 men besides women and children. 5,000 men. Oh. Here he is. With his little basket with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Oh. Oh, and then Christ looking out over the multitude, knowing and realizing that except they be sustained, they would faint in the journey. He begins to talk to Philip. The Bible said already knowing what he would do. He already knew he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Glory be to God. He wasn't looking for something to give them. He was looking for a way to manifest God's power. Amen. Realize what you've got. Look for a way to manifest God in your life. Amen. Lord, 200 pennyworth wouldn't be enough that they all might get a little. Oh. When the Lord shows you something, you better speak up. You better speak up. Andrew said, Lord, there's a little lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Oh. Oh, you know the scripture. He blessed it. He broke it. Glory be to God. How many times have you had things in your life that there was no way you could meet the obligation, but at the end of the day, they were met and you still had plenty. Command them to sit in the grave. By 50s, I believe it was. That don't matter, but by certain numbers. Oh, did he give it to the disciples? He said, feed them. Give them to the field. Give them as much as they want. Glory be to God, you get in your place. You get where God tells you to get. You can eat to the field and you'll still have enough. Wasn't that what you're talking about, Herman? Glory be to God. Oh, not only did I get saving grace that night, I got living grace. And glory be to God, I'll have dying grace in that hour. Let them eat their fill. They all eat. The Bible said that he told them. He said, gather up the fragments of the loaves that none be lost. One lad with one basket with five loaves and two fishes. What did they gather up? 12 loaves. 12 baskets. 12. 12. How many come in here with an empty basket this morning? Huh? How many come in here with an empty basket? Nothing. Nothing to give the Lord. Nothing to give the church. Just here, you thought to make somebody happy. You thought just to return back to the old home place and remember mama and daddy and grandma and grandpa. But my friend, the Lord saw you coming with an empty basket. He's ready to fill it this morning. He's ready to give you everything you need. He asked the disciples over there, he said, when I sent you out, such and such, he said, lacked you anything? They said, nothing. Nothing. Can you remember a time in your life where you was close enough to the Lord? Being obedient to the Spirit, that when Satan come at you, he couldn't show you anything you lacked. Your life was complete. It was full. You were satisfied. But through the process of time, going our own way, saying, well, that ain't that bad. That ain't that much. I've seen so-and-so do it. It won't hurt me. And we done it. And then here comes Satan. Well, you done that. What makes you think you tell me you can't, that won't do that? And slowly, slowly, he has pulled things out of our basket
It started out, well, they won't miss you. You don't have to go down there Wednesday night. Just stay at home. You've worked hard all week. You don't have to go. He pulled Wednesday night out of your basket. And it wasn't long till he said, hey, they ain't nothing going on down there on Sunday night. You don't have to go on Sunday night. They ain't no need in it. They won't miss you. He pulled Sunday night out of your basket. Wednesday night's gone. Sunday night's gone. What's he going after next? He's going to take that prayer life. He's going to take that prayer life. He's going to take the greatest weapon that you've got to obtain and to fight with. He's going to pull your prayer life out of your basket. Wednesday night's gone. Sunday night's gone. Prayer life's gone. They ain't no need going down there on Sunday morning. You're just going because they expect it. You don't need them. They don't need you. Just stay at home. Wednesday night's gone. Sunday night's gone. Prayer life's gone. Sunday morning's gone. What's left? Going to take the very thing that brought you to Him. That measure of faith. Going to pull faith out of your basket. We ain't got no church life. We ain't got no prayer life. We ain't got no faith in nobody no more. We look around and we realize we're in want. And we look in our basket and it's empty. It's empty. We've still got the basket. But it's empty. You can make a difference this morning. One. All it takes is one to make a difference. And this morning, that one is you. Bring that empty basket to Jesus. Bring it to Him. Let Him fill it up. Well, what did He say? Let's prove Him this morning. Let's prove Him this morning and see if He won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. Amen. That's the message. One brand brought sin and death. One man brought justification and life. And only one can claim it. And that is you. You and you. It ain't the church. It ain't your husband. It ain't your wife. It ain't your mama, your daddy. It's you. Amen. You. One. One. We could preach for 2 weeks on one. But I believe the Holy Spirit has brought that is necessary for you to realize just where you're at. You're fixing to go into revival. You're fixing to go into revival. I want to ask you something. You as an individual willing to search your heart.
Are you willing to get in a place to clean things up? Let God fill the basket that the man of God might be able to preach to the lost and not to the church. One can make a difference. And that's you this morning, Brother Randy.